This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is kind of a complicated dance going on in the energy markets right now. We are using more power this year as we open up from the worst of the pandemic this past winter. The price of natural gas is up. We've told you about that. Andy Euler has, anyway. And as a result, the government estimates we are going to use more coal, not the cleanest of fuels, of course, this year than we have been recently. Interesting renewables footnote to this, though. The United States installed more wind energy capacity last year than it has ever, and President Biden has set a goal for power generation in this economy to be carbon-free by 2035, as part of which he wants wind industry equipment manufacturing to happen here. So, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has this wind primer.
Back in 2019, wind energy became the most used source of renewable energy in the United States. It helped the U.S. consume more renewable energy than coal energy for the first time in more than 130 years since we switched away from wood fire.
Wind has been a tremendous success story, especially in recent years.
Abby Watson is head of government affairs for Siemens Gamesa, a wind turbine manufacturer. Demand for wind energy created demand for wind energy equipment, and there is now a manufacturing base in the U.S.
We have an assembly facility in Hutchinson, Kansas, as well as a blade manufacturing facility in Fort Madison, Iowa.
2020 in particular was such a crazy year for wind installation, partly because it had been in the making for a while. For five straight years, the federal government had been offering a tax credit to producers of wind power. J.C. Sandberg is chief advocacy officer at the American Clean Power Association, an industry group representing renewable energy companies.
Last year was what happens in a market when there is policy and market certainty.
But ironically, it's also what happens when that certainty runs out. Spending on subsidies has been controversial, and that federal incentive was set to end at the end of last year.
So you had this big rush to get your wind power plant online so that it could get this incentive.
Claudia Hitai is with the Luxembourg Institute for Science and Technology. That tax credit was in the end renewed for another year, but at a lower level. Hitai says this cycle of on-again, off-again incentives, specifically tax credits, has been going on for decades.
It started in 1992, and then it expired for the first time in 1999. And since then, it's expired a total of 13 times.
Each time, she says, you never really knew if it would be extended.
And so whenever this expiration year rolled around, you had this big rush.
On the one hand, these on-again, off-again government motivators have been good enough to the point that the U.S. has the third highest per capita wind power generation in the world. On the other hand, we are a distant third, behind Denmark and Germany. And manufacturing in the U.S. has in some ways been held back. Again, Siemens Gamesa's Abby Watson.
That cyclicality is something that has been extremely challenging for the industry, especially for a manufacturer. Manufacturing facilities are not designed to ramp up and ramp down in an efficient fashion.
The instability of government support has prevented some types of manufacturing from taking root in the U.S., says Dan Ancona, vice president for renewable energy at consulting firm Princeton Energy Resources International.
One of the problems is a lot of the high value stuff, you know, the big gearboxes and some of the electronics and the generators, much of that is being imported.
Even though, he says, it doesn't have to be. There's legislation in Congress now designed to hold tax credits for production and manufacturing in place for at least seven more years.
Our political winds here is kind of our nemesis. It blows hot and cold depending on particular views.
So the fortunes of an industry based on wind are driven by something much more fickle than the breeze, and that would be Congress. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.